So welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa Conference. So today's class will be given by Her Grace Radharani Mataji on the topic of Krishna's meeting with Sudama Brahman. So before I hand over the call to Mother Radharani Mataji, I'd like to hand over the call to Kirti Dasundri Mataji. Kirti Dasundri Mataji, please take over the call. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Gomadiki Mataji. Thank you so much for such a warm welcome. And welcome all of you to this mid-morning call. And today we are really very, very fortunate to have Her Grace Radharani Mataji with us. And she will enlighten us on this wonderful, important, well-known topic of Sri Sudama Charita. And it's my privilege and honor to give a brief introduction for Mataji. So Her Grace Radharani Mataji, she is a disciple of His Holiness Romapad Swami Maharaj. And she came to Krishna consciousness in 2012. And she was introduced by her sister who stays in Detroit. And later she got initiated in 2020. And now she is serving Baltimore Temple, Sri Sri Radha Madhav. And she serves in various capacities like garland making and some festival preparations. And on top of that, she is an amazing cook. And she's very well known for her cooking sessions for the Govinda Kids class. And of course, she's also an artist and she's also famous for her amazing art among Govinda Kids classes. And we all know that she's very creative and she makes all the birthday videos. She serves all the Vaishnavas on the call. She makes their beautiful birthday anniversaries videos for all the devotees on Bhakti Sangha. And we all are well aware of it. And she also very active in the Jagannath Kitchen group. She every day posts her yummy cooking pics on that Jagannath group. And also she updates the website very diligently from time to time. She has a regular greeting service, chanting service, both on the early morning and mid-morning calls of Bhakti Sangha. And I think so we all will agree that when she does all these services, she's extremely courteous towards everyone and she's very attentive also. Personally, I have seen that she is always with her notepad and with his pen with writing all the important points and notes, and she is very, very attentive while she listens to all these classes. She is a very passionate listener and she is very, very knowledgeable also, and we are extremely grateful to have her on the call. And personally, I have been with her, I have associated with her. So she's very sincere, very dedicated, very loving, and a very sweetheart lady. So thank you so much, Radharani Mataji, for coming on the call and, you know, for opening up and for enlightening us on this wonderful topic of meeting of Krishna with Sudama Brahmana. So we are eagerly waiting to hear from you. Hare Krishna, you can take over now. Hare Bol.
Thank you, Maharaji. Thank you for your kind introduction. I'll just start with a small kirtan. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari, Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari, Yashoda Nandana Praja Jana Nandana, Yashoda Nandana Praja Jana Nandana, Yamuna Tira Vanachari, Yamuna Tira Vanachari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Radha Madhav Radha Madhav Shri Radhe Jaya Radha Madhav Radha Madhav Shri Radhe Jaya Jaya Jagannath 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 Jaya Jaya Jagannath Jaya Jaya Balade 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 Jaya Jaya Balade Jaya Jaya Subhadra 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 Jaya Jaya Subhadra Jaya Jaya Gauranita Jaya Gauranita Jaya Gauranita Jaya Gauranita Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya
Thank you so much, Mataji, for giving me this opportunity. I will start with some prayers. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasim Tato Jayam Udiraye. Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavate Uttamam Shloke Bhaktir Pavati Naistika. ఓం అజ్ఞాన తీవిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజన శలాకయం తక్షరం మిళితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ శ్రీ గురువే నమః జై శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త బృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే థ్యాంక్ యూ సో మచ్ మాతాజీ వన్స్ అగైన్ ఫర్ గివింగ్ మీ దిస్ ఆపర్చునిటీ ఐ వుడ్ రియల్లీ లవ్ టు I want to take the blessings of Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj and all the Vaishnavas in the call. Please bless me that something I could talk relevant to the topic. Hare Krishna. So today, the topic I'm talking is about the meeting of Lord Krishna with Sudama. So which was spoken by Sukadeva Goswami in the 10th chanto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 80th chapter and 81st chapter. As we know that Sukadeva Goswami has elaborately described so many pastimes of Krishna. When he concluded with the pastimes of Balramji and Parikshit Maharaj was more eager to know about the Krishna pastimes, he was requesting the Sukadeva Goswami to describe more about the pastimes of Krishna. So seeing the eagerness of Parikshit Maharaj, even the Sukadeva Goswami also was very eager to give the descriptions of Krishna pastimes. Then he started describing about the Sudama and Krishna pastime. So Sukadeva Goswami started narrating about the Sudama and his qualities. Sri Sukha Uvacha Krishnasti Sakakshethi Brahmanu Brahma Vittama Virakta Indriyasteshu Prashannatma Jitendriya. Here Sukadeva Goswami is saying that Sudama is one of the dearest friend of Krishna, and he is a childhood friend, and he is a Brahmana. He is not only a Brahmana by birth, but also by the qualities. He's Brahmana Vittama. He's having like so many qualities of knowledge in the Vedic scriptures and well-versed in all the scriptures. He's very peaceful person and very sober person. He does not have any attachment for the material enjoyment. He conquered all his senses. And Sukadeva Swami continued to describe more qualities about the Sudama. He was saying Sudama was having one of the greatest quality. He was very happy, whatever comes on his accord. He does not conquer for more and more material wealth, and he does not crave for that. So whatever comes on his account, by the God grace, he happily accepts it. And by his genuine hard work or whatever he does, whatever he get it, he just take it, and he was living happily. So here Sudama, he does not have any greed on the material wealth. Of course, he have a need for the wealth, but he was not at all a greed. Even for us, we will be having the need of the things, but we should not be greed for the things. So in this material world, what we'll be doing means we'll be just something. If we need, suppose if we need this much, we try to accumulate this much. So this is what the greed is. So we should be very careful whatever we need. So whatever is necessary for us, we should be satisfied. Exactly like whatever is necessary for us, we should not be so greedy and everything. Then, so in that way, like Sudama was not at all greedy, and he was just satisfied whatever he had. And then being in Gruhastha Ashrama also, he was very happily doing that. Now Sukadeva Goswami, he's saying that he was not at all greedy on the material wealth. He was not, we should not accumulate more and more, which is required for, which is not required for our maintenance. But Sudama was not like that. He was very satisfied. He was not attached to the material things. So in this way, sometimes he did not even have proper food to eat. And Sukadeva Swami here, he's saying that he was glorifying his detachment, and he was glorifying more of his renouncing. And he is glorifying the qualities which he is not having, like greedy on the material thing and everything. And there he was saying that, Sukadeva Goswami, he's saying that there is one problem with Sudama, something which is unwanted. So Krishna in these pastimes, he just purified that quality. That quality is like he's very attached to his detachment. So in that way that Sukadeva Goswami, he's saying that there is a slight thing of pride, which shows that, which is in his heart. He was saying that I don't need these things, I'm not attached to these, those all. But Sudama, but Krishna, he gives so much wealth to Sudama and crush his pride. So that is the story which we are seeing today, the pastime. So in this attempt of showing the crush for the Sudama, Krishna will show us amazing life lessons which every devotee should take care of that. So we have to go through that life lessons. So here, and even Sukadeva Goswami, he gave one of the example of Bali Maharaj. Even he was also a great devotee of Krishna. As you know, he's known for the charity. So when Lord have come for the, as a Vamana Dev, and he'll be asking for 3 steps. Then seeing that small boy, that Bali Maharaj, he was saying, you look very not knowledgeable, like what will you do with that 3 steps and everything. I don't want to go deep in this story. So that in this past time, Krishna have taken so every full wealth from him, and in this Sudama's past time, he have given so much wealth. So without asking, Sudama was not asking, even then he have given so much wealth. So in this both, this is a very different pastimes. But from the spiritual plan, if we see that, the Krishna is showing the same mercy on both the devotees. So we should be very extremely careful. Even our good qualities sometimes go to the pride.
So Sudama was so renounced and he was very detached and he and his family was not even having proper food to eat. So his wife, she was such a glorifying lady, Sudama's wife. She could not tolerate seeing this all, her husband suffering so much. And she was thinking that, okay, let me go and talk to him. She was thinking, she had one proposal. She was thinking, let me go and talk to him. But she was having little fear in her heart. That was not a fear. It was a respectable fear on Sudama. And she was little hesitating. And she was also detecting that Sudama might not accept her proposal. So that proposal, what was that proposal? She goes to her husband and she says that, my dear husband, can you please go to Krishna and ask for charity? Then Sudama will not agree for that. Then she can justify in that. She was so emotional in deep. She could not control that her seeing her husband suffering so much. Here Sukadeva Goswami is saying that we should not misunderstand Sudama's wife. Sudama was so renounced. He was hesitating to go to Krishna, ask help from Krishna, ask some wealth from Krishna. But Sudama was so forcing him to go there. She was pressurizing him to go there. Not because she was not out of greed of material wealth. She has so much love on her husband. She can't see her husband suffering so much like this. So in that way, Sudha, her wife, she's not even having any interest in this material mood. She don't want to be like even the self-gratification, like she don't want to be like, okay, I have to do this, I have to do this. She was not like that. Every time she used to think only her family and husband, that's it. She was just dedicated to that. And then she even saying that her husband is so much, is a devotee of Krishna. Being the devotee of Krishna, how can they suffer in the daily basis? She was thinking in that way. Actually, Sudama's wife, she used to cook her and feed him daily. She even don't have grains to cook and feed her husband. How long they can be fast? So she was thinking, she was requesting her husband, can you please go to your friend? He's your dear friend. Can you please go to him? And he's a supreme personality of Godhead. As we know that Sudama's wife is also a great devotee. She's aware that Godhood, Krishna is a supreme personality of Godhead. And he's saying to her, and she's saying to her husband, that Sakha is your friend. He's not only a friend, he's the wealthy friend. So Shriyapati, he's the husband of the goddess Lakshmi. And he's a husband of the fortune. And he's husband of Rukmini Devi. And how can they see you suffering like this? If you once go and ask for some charity, that might help us. Then here Sudama was saying, okay, Krishna might be a Shriyapati, he might be a Lakshmipati, but why should he give me wealth? Then again, Sudama's wife, she's saying, he's Brahmanottama. He's very dear to the Brahmanas. And he's very kind and compassionate to the Brahmanas. And she's saying, not only to the Brahmanas, whoever surrendered to the Krishna, he shows so much benediction and he helped them so much and he assists them. So she was requesting, can you please go? And she was also saying that he will be very helpful and supportive for the sadhus. Sadhus means it's not like only the sannyasis who wear the saffron and who shaves their hair, who does their duties opulently and correctly. So those are called as sadhus. He may be a householder, he may be brahmana, or he may be a gruhastha, anything he may be. If we do our duties
correctly, that person is called as sadhu. So she was requesting, can you please go and ask for some poverty so that I can't see you in this suffering, like not having food for our daily basis. And she was also saying that Krishna is in Dwaraka. You can please go ahead and have his darshan. Then Sudama finally agreed to go to Dwaraka to meet Krishna. Here, he was thinking that at least if I go there, I can meet Krishna personally. This would be a great opportunity for me. After that, Sudama was asking to her wife, do we have anything in our house that I can give gift to Krishna? Why? Because I'm going to meet him after a long time. Then Sudama's wife does not have anything at her home. She just went out to some neighbor's house and she brought some chipped rice and she tied it in a cloth. Here, if to offer Krishna, if we have something that is easy to offer, but going out of our way, get something and offer to Krishna is an extra effort, which was Sudama and Sudama's wife have done. Then she gave that chipped rice, which she have tied in the cloth. She gave it to Sudama and Sudama happily took that gift and he headed to Dwaraka. As being the Sudama as a devotee, he was chanting continuously on the way to Dwaraka. But now he was observing in the Krishna thoughts. He was thinking more and more that he's more eager when I'll be seeing Krishna. Then he headed to there to the Dwaraka where Krishna will be living. It was such a big palace. So many palaces are there. There will be many gods. It's not like anybody or everybody can enter into that palace. But here the sadhus and brahmanas, they are allowed to enter into that palace. So Sudama was allowed by the gods inside the palace. When he entered through all the gates, he has seen so many palaces over there. He has seen that Dwaraka city is such a big city. So as we know that Krishna family is only in lakhs, he has 16,108 wives. And each wife have 10 sons and one daughter. So now you can imagine that Krishna family is so big. And here each queen of Krishna have one palace. So there were so many palaces. Seeing that so many palaces, he was thinking, where could I meet Krishna? Where can I see him? Here, interestingly, that Sudama was thinking there will be only one Krishna in Dwaraka. But Krishna has expanded himself in 16,100 forms. He'll be there in each palace with each queen. So randomly, he have picked one palace. That happened to be a Rukmini Devi's palace. And Krishna was sitting on the bed and Queen Rukmini Devi was serving Krishna. Sudama just entered into the palace to meet Krishna. Then when Krishna have seen Sudama, he was very happy and very excited. So he immediately get up from his seat. So here, when we see someone and we immediately get up from where we are seeing, that shows the respect, the value, the acknowledgement we are giving for them. So Krishna was showing that respect to Sudama. In the previous chapter, we have seen the Roma Maharshi. He was sitting like in the asana, heading with some brahmanas when Lord Balramji have come over there. He have not get up, and you know the story that Balramji have cut his neck with the grass of blade. When people who don't show, when they don't get up, the people who they respect, that shows that their opulent pride and lack, they have the lack of love.
But Krishna loves Sudhama so much. He respects him so much. He values him so much. And as we know that Krishna values each and every Brahmanas. We have seen so many pastimes in Srimad Bhagavatam in previous chapters. And here we can take one more example. When Rukmini Devi, she have sent the letter with some messenger who was also a Brahmana. When he have gone to Dwaraka, then the way Krishna have shown respect to him, the services he have done to them, him, he was washing his legs and all the services he was doing. In the same way, the Sudhama is also a Brahmana. And here, Sudhama is a step ahead. He's a friend of Krishna. And he's a childhood friend. Childhood friends means we'll be having so much intimation and so much bonding with them. The same with Sudhama and Krishna. They were having so much bonding with each other. So Krishna immediately took Sudhama to his chest and made Sudhama sit on the seat where he was sitting. And Krishna sat down. He has treated Sudhama as his elder brother. How he'll be treating Balramji, he have treated, he have honored Sudhama in that way. Seeing all these menial services, Rukmini Devi, Queen Rukmini Devi also, she have taken chamara and she started doing service to Sudhama. Krishna had so much love to Sudhama. He just sat down. He's a lord. He's a Bhagwan. He's Loka Parivar. But he sat down and washed his feet. He just not washed his feet. He was having tears in his eyes. It shows that here Krishna is not just showing us the ethnics or the culture or just formal duties he was not doing. He's having so much emotion and love on Sudhama. That love and Sudhama, where did Krishna get? Because Sudhama have that love on Krishna. That reciprocation between Krishna and Sudhama, that love, even Krishna can express to Sudhama. Krishna will honor so many Brahmins, but this Brahman was a special Brahman. He was so emotional with tears. He was respecting him and doing all the services. Here, Sudhama, he have traveled from so long. His clothes were so dirt. There were so many knots on his clothes. He was so skinny and we can see the bones of Sudhama. And his skin, the layer of that skin was just like a thin layer of the bed sheet. So everybody in the palace who was seeing this all, they was like so surprised. What an opulent service he was getting from Lord Krishna and Rukmini Devi. What a special soul he is. They were very surprised by seeing the services that Krishna was doing to Sudhama. He made so comfort, the Krishna made Sudhama so comfort. He gave some food, some fruits, sweets, drink and everything. And he said that, Sudhama, I'm so fortunate that you have come and met me. And he made him all the comforts. Then Krishna asked Sudhama, my dear friend, you are very intelligent. You have so much knowledge in all principles of religious life. After our education, in the same house of Guru, of same spiritual master, you went back to your house and you have married to the suitable woman. And I know that from the beginning of your life, you are very detached to the material ways. He was going on talking, their conversations were going on. And here, Krishna, he was discussing about their
school days and everything, and they had the guidance from same spiritual master. They used to live together in same ashram, same room or same house it was. They had such a memorable days. Krishna was praising those all days, memorizing those all days, and they were praising and they were so happy talking to each other. And Krishna was saying, whatever the knowledge and whatever the position, whatever we have today, because all of our bona fide spiritual master, which we have got from our childhood. And Krishna and Sudama were sitting face to face. And here the Krishna was remembering many, many pastimes, many, many memorable things of their schoolhood. And Sudama was so thrilled when Krishna was remembering about the adventure they have done once in their school days. That was like Sudama and Krishna when they went to the forest with the order of the spiritual master wife. They went to collect some sticks and they went into the deep forest and they have lost their way. And it was unexpected. There was a huge storms. There was a heavy rains and everything. And they forgot the way to back to their guru's house. And they both were stuck in the forest. That night, whole day, they were in the forest. They were holding the hands and they were staying in that forest. So next day when in the Gurukula, they came that their presence was not there. And the guru with some disciples, they came to the forest and they found them. Here, the guru with so compassionate, he was saying that, I'm so glad. I was so sad that you have suffered so much and you have taken so much trouble because of me. Usually everybody will take care of their body first, and you did not even care for that. Because of my service, you have stayed whole night in the forest. So he was saying that you both students are my bona fide students. So you are giving such an importance to the spiritual master's duties. And here he was saying that the disciples, whoever gives so much importance, value to the spiritual master and follow his duties, will be a great, the spiritual master will be so happy. And in this way, the conversations was going on, and Krishna was talking more and more, Sudama was talking, and at one point, like Krishna was want to make this more enjoyable, he asked Sudama, Sudama, what did you bring for me? Did you bring any gift for me? Then I think your wife have sent me something. Then Sudama was so hesitated and he was so shy to give the chip rice what he have brought. So he was feeling, how can I offer this insignificant thing to Krishna? Then Krishna knows everybody's heart. So because he's there in everybody's heart, he knows Sudama's heart, what he was thinking. He just went and he just took that cloth which was tucked inside in the corner of the shoulder. And he was, oh dear, my friend, you brought me such an opulent chipped rice, which was my favorite. He was so enthusiastically saying, Sudama was like, he was little shy and hesitate. He have offered him so much and how can he give this, he was thinking. But Krishna was so happy. He was showing his enthusiasm. And then he was like, wow, he was saying that you have given me, that means that you have given to whole creation. Here Krishna is saying that if we plant water to the roots of the plant, that water will spread to all the trees. Sorry, all the branches and the leaves of the trees. And Krishna is saying, if you offer something to me, if you do any service, anything to me, that is equivalent, you are offering to everybody. So in this way, the discussion was going on, and with talking only, Krishna have taken one morsel of chip rice in his mouth. With that, and he was about to take the second one, then the goddess of the fortune, Rukmini Devi, came and just headed to stop his hand. With one morsel of chip rice you have taken, that Sudama has become so much wealthy, not only in this life, even for the next life. Then Sudama was thinking just like that, okay, whole night he was spending with Krishna. He was just thinking that, okay, I did not get anything. And he was not even willing to ask Krishna. He spent whole night over there in that palace. They were talking till late night and everything was happened. And next day morning, he happened to go back to his house. He was very happy. His thought was also that only that I should just come and meet Krishna. Personally, if I see him, I'm so happy. That is what I need. He got that and he was so happy for that. When he was going back to home, he was reminiscing all those things, what was happened with Krishna, what was happened in Dwaraka. He was just thinking that Brahman, how much respect he gives to the Brahmanas. So he's saying that the person like me, he brought me to the chest. So that shows the value of Krishna, how much he respects to them and to all the Brahmanas. And even he was thinking, when I was tired, that Rukmini Devi, she have fanned Chamara to me. She have forgotten her position, that position, what she was, what a services they were doing. Even I'm eligible for those all. But in that mood, I was don't know. I was accepting those all services. He was just remembering those all and he was just going back to home. And he was thinking that Krishna did not give me even one penny. He know that I am in a poverty position. And he was again thinking that maybe if he give me that poverty or something, I may forget him. Krishna want me to be in this way. He was just thinking all this, everything. And he was just chanting. As we know, he was a great devotee. He was just chanting and going back to his home. When he went back to his home, the place where he was staying, the cottage where he was staying, he was surprised to see a very opulent palace. It was such an opulent palace with so many jewels, so many sparklings. It was just, the things were sparkling just like a sun. How it sparkles, the sun sparklings, how we see, it was just like that. He was thinking, is this the place where I have to come? Is this the correct place where I have come? So as when he was looking around, so he was thinking that, yeah, this is the place where I used to live. And he was surprised to see those, all the places and all his neighboringhood places. Everything was with all the parks, lakes, and each lakes have so many lotus, all the different hummingbirds were there. The place was completely changed. And all their neighborhoods, they all were looking, they were in the park and they were looking just like a demigods. And they just came and greeted Sudama. And listening this all, then Sudama's wife have come inside from the palace. Looking at her,
she was just looking so beautiful, and she was just looking like a goddess. And Krishna was like Sudhama was like, he was like unexpressible the way he was expressing that thing. How to thank? He was just one insignificant gift, the small gift. Because of that, he have given me so much opulence. He was thinking in his mind, how can I just, my all this is because of my dearest friend Krishna. He was just thinking like that, and he was so happy by seeing everyone happy over there. And Sudama, then he offered his prayers to Krishna. He's praying that he did not want any opulence. And he prayed that all he wanted was that he might not forget to offer eternal service to Krishna. Whatever opulence he received from the Lord should not be used for his own things or whatever it is. And he just want to use for the service of the Lord. So he accepted everything what have given by Krishna. He just thought this has a prasadam. It's just a God's mercy. So he just accepted that. And he just used that service. Whatever he have get, he just used for the Lord's service. So that's the story of Sudhama Mataji. I would like to end here with paying my obeisances. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. At this note, I would like to thank so much who have helped me a lot. I would like to thank Radhika Kasturi Mata, dear Radhika Kasturi Mata. She have helped me a lot and lot. With even one message at late night in her busy schedule, she have helped me a lot. And I would like to thank one of our temple devotee, Sundarananda Prabhuji. Immediately when I was saying that I have just signed up for doing this service, Prabhuji, then he immediately have sent all Guru Maharaj lectures and Gauranga Darshan Prabhuji lectures. So I would really thank for him for helping me out. And I would like to thank, and I would like to show my gratification to Kirtita Sundari Mataji and Preeti Vilasini Mataji for giving me this opportunity. And last but not the least, I would like to thank Vinita Gandharvika Mataji and Induleka Mataji. From the day when I have signed up, we had so many like phone calls or the messages, whatever it is. They used to always encourage me. Thank you so much, Mataji. And Induleka Mataji, she said that, Mataji, I was feeling a little bit tensed of doing my presentation. And she was saying, just say from your heart, Mataji, whatever you feel. That really helped me a lot, Mataji. I don't know that I have done that or not. But that words that you have given me, that really made me encouragement. So I would really love to thank you both all so much, Mataji. And I would love to thank also Sita Priti Mataji for praying me. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Mataji, for giving me this opportunity. Hare Krishna.
Jai. Hare Bol, Radharani Mataji. Wonderful, wonderful. Such a sweet class. And as you said in the end, while being grateful, by being grateful to everybody, you mentioned that, right? That yes, you should speak from your heart. And you spoke from your heart, Mataji. It was such a sweet class, such a sweet narration. And you established so many wonderful points of Krishna that, you know, how he is, we always say, right? Go Brahmana Hitayata, that he is such loving to all the Brahmanas. And the way he helped Sudama and how Rukmini, Mother Rukmini intervened, and you know, she stopped Krishna not to take another morsel of chipped rice, and how chipped rice is so dear to Krishna. Actually, Krishna, like, only the faith and love and devotion is what pleases Krishna. So thank you, Mataji. It was such a sweet narration, and Personally, I'm telling about myself. I was just sitting and hearing your class and was envisioning, you know, the whole pastime. So it was very, very beautiful narrated. It was really beautifully narrated, Mataji. So thank you so much. Thank you for all your efforts. Thank you for enlightening on this subject matter. Hare Krishna. Dhanavad pranams.
Sorry, I forgot to mention. Just I took the blessings and the prayers from the Kaumudiki Mataji last night. Maybe that really helped me. She was also saying, just leave on Jagannath. Whatever you get on the time, you just speak. So I'm so sorry about that. I could not mention earlier. Thank you so much, Kaumudiki Mataji, for your encouraging words. And thank you so much, Kirtida Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Jai. Kaumudiki Mataji is the mother of everybody. She blesses everyone.
I personally, I was thought like, okay, I could take blessings and call her. But the late night, she called me and blessed me. I was really so thankful and grateful to her, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Radha Rani Mataji. Hare Krishna, Mataji. I'm so glad. I mean, I just joined the last few minutes, but definitely I will hear the entire recording and text you again. But the last few minutes when I saw you, you were just speaking from your heart. You were totally engrossed. It was so amazing to see you, you know, say these, say the pastime in such an engrossed fashion. And your gratitude towards the end was so beautiful. Everything was from your heart, Mataji. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for taking up this service. And I'm really excited. I really want to listen to the entire recording. I'll ask Radhika Mataji to send it ASAP and listen to it. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much for your kind words. Even your traveling. Time you'll talk to me. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna, for giving me this opportunity.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dhanvat Pranam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and all glories to your service, Mataji. You truly are blessed by your Guru Maharaj's blessings. You know, when I was just hearing to your class, how composed you were when you were saying, my goodness, it was amazing, Mataji. Like, you know, this topic was meant for you. Like the gratitude which Sudama had, it was, I'm really speaking from my heart, Mataji. You know, the way you were composed and you were narrating each and every detail of, you know, as if the camera was going from Sudama to Krishna, Sudama to Krishna. How they were chit-chatting till late night, and you could visualize like when you meet your friends, how you sit late night with them talking. It was amazing, you know. And this pastime, if you feel it is just a small pastime, but the way you have explained the details, wow, Mataji, amazing, amazing, Mataji. Beautifully narrated, Mataji. And I loved how, you know, Sudama is like well composed, and how he is the best devotee, and how he's the best friend of the Lord. You know, it was as if you imbibed all those qualities of Sudama, and then you were saying, I'm really so thrilled, Mataji, to hear your class. And you please give more classes, Mataji. It was so beautiful, so beautiful, Mataji.
Whatever that the lectures I have heard, Mataji, I just repeated.
Very nice, Mataji. Your Guru Maharaj will be so very happy with you. So nice, Mataji. Hare
Thank
Krishna.
You, Mataji. Thank you.
Hare Bol, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Radharani Mataji. Dhanvat Pranam. Such a beautiful class, Mataji. Your prasadam is opulent. Your class is opulent. And you talk of opulence, Mataji. May Lord Krishna bless you with more opulence in your spiritual life, Mataji. Really very, very, like everybody else said, it was spoken from the heart and it really touched my heart. And I'm listening to this pastime after a long time. So thank you so much for presenting this pastime, Mataji. I really feel so happy to hear this. Thank you so much, Mata. Hare
Krishna. Thank you for your kind words. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Radharani Mataji. Mataji, what a superb class, Mataji. Straight from your heart. Very, very nice, Mataji. Very, very sweet also. Thank you so much, Mataji, for this wonderful class. It's like nearly like a beautiful narration of the pastime, Mataji. very, very nice, Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Radharani Mataji, Dandat Pranam. So everybody spoke so much, but I was thinking just like Sudama and Krishna, like that friendship. Similarly, Radharani Mataji is a good friend and well-wisher to all of us. She takes a lot of time. She doesn't discriminate and make videos for everybody. Her personality, she's very loving and caring, very soft-spoken, very composed. So very wonderful topic chosen, and as everybody is saying, very sweetly narrated. I could see her tone was modulating with the expressions and the emotions. So it was very nice. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you, Padmasati Mataji. Thank you for your sweet association. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Radharani Mataji. such a wonderful and such a sweet, sweet class, Mataji. I remember, you know, you had once told that you cannot give classes properly, you know. So, but now, no, you know, I have to check in with that. No, Mataji. You know, it's totally, I've proven yourself wrong, you know, with the way you gave class today, Mataji. It's so sweet. Like everybody said, it's very, you know, it was a very nice tone, you know, where you can hear the pastime, relish the pastime. So thank you for, you know, bringing out that in your pastime today, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji, for your kind words. What you said was not true, but I just tried a little bit, Mataji, with all their supports. Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Radharani Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. Very, very beautiful, beautiful class, Mataji. On that day after you wrote your name and we were thinking like topic, I was telling to Padmasakhi to present on this topic, and she, like, we were discussing also. When I said, Mataji, you were thinking of this topic, and I was so happy when you selected this topic. I really love the topic of friendship between Krishna and Sudama, how you are also friend of everyone around you. You love everyone, Mataji. There is no, this person, okay, this person is very close to me, let me serve to them, or let me, you know, give everything to them. You're not like that. You love everyone. And perfect topic for your nature, Mataji. Your natural nature is like that. And how Krishna is, you know, wants to give to love everyone. You are like that. Such a beautiful, beautiful topic and very nice, sweet narration. I was thinking, you covered almost 30, 40 minutes, Mataji. Small story, you dragged it like that. The narration was very nice, as Sitapriti Mataji was saying, as like we can visualize the front of our eyes. I didn't even move from my place where I'm sitting. I was just sitting and hearing to your sweet conversation, how Krishna was giving respect to Sudama. So beautiful, Mataji, so beautiful. Each and every word that you shared today was touching to my heart, Mataji. Thank you so much for a beautiful, beautiful class, a nice narration, and all glories to your all the services, Mataji. Hari Bol, very grateful to you. Hari Hari Bol.
I'm so grateful to you, Mataji. From the day one when I gave my name, you were really encouraging me. And when I said that topic also, you were saying that, yeah, that's what you, right now you said that you are Padmasakhi Mataji, you were thinking to take, and she just chose the other topic. So when I took this topic, when I said, so you were very happy and encouraging me. I'm so grateful to you, Mataji, and the love you show on me. Really, I can't express, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Radharani Mataji. Very, very nicely you spoke, and everything very nicely in detail. All the details and everything. It's just like you are just seeing and describing. That's how you are. Very, very nice. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mataji, for your blessings. Only because of your blessings I could speak something. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Radharani Mataji, wonderful, wonderful class. And as everyone said, you kept us glued there. The whole pastime, you brought it alive. How Sudama is running and how Krishna is crying when he is... it was not like a formal Brahmana worship, but there was so much emotions there between both of them. So nice, Mataji. So many wonderful points like this. And thank you so much for the wonderful association.
Thank you so much, Lalitangi Mataji. Thank you for your kind words and thank you for your association.
So sweet of you, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj, and all glories to your wonderful class, Mataji. Very, very beautiful, wonderful rendition. It is, I mean, as other Mataji says, the first word comes out of the, you know, spontaneously is the sweet. It's the way you were, you know, so much of, you're giving pause and nicely, everything was getting so cleared by your wonderful, wonderful way you have narrated. Thank you so much. And very grateful for the wonderful class, Mataji. Continue giving your association this way also, apart from your other unconditional services, Mataji. Thank you. Very grateful, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Anuradha, Mataji. Thank you for your very kind words and thank you for encouraging me. I'm so grateful to you, Mataji, and thank you for your association. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Radha. Go ahead, Mataji. Hare Krishna Radharani Mataji, Dhanvat Pranam, very, very sweet class, Mataji, such a wonderful, I mean, the topic itself is so perfect for you, and because you're so humble, and you love everybody, and you show your, you express your love, and, you know, gratitude, like how you were saying, I barely did anything, I just spoke to you once, and that was it, and you still mentioned. I'm very grateful to you, Mataji, for all your services. You know, seeing you, we also get inspired to do things properly. You know, we learn the right mode, and very, very beautifully narrated, Mataji. Such a sweet class. Starting from, you know, where you're talking about how Sudama Brahman, how he's in his home, and how his wife was, I mean, her eagerness to ask him to go and see the Lord, and till the very end, you know, how he goes back and he sees the palatial home, and still he's, you know, yeah, this is the Lord's mercy. So, so very wonderful, Mataji. You are, the class was very beautiful. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much for your prayers and for your kind words, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Dhanvad Pranam, Mataji.
Can end up. Even message on okay. The chat, you can read those. Hare Krishna Radharani Mataji, Dhanvat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Vijay, Srila Vijay. Mataji, you explained so nicely, like Sita Priti, and all Mataji said that we can enter in the Leela, that, ha, iske baad ye ho raha, iske baad ye Leela ho rahi. Then you explained about the Bali Maharaj and Shishi Vamandev, the how sincerely Bali Maharaj is like determined. Then you explain all the Leelas and how Rukmani Maharani and all the Maharani is taking care, and both are talking, Mataji. Krishna and Sudama is talking, and uski dhoti mein kitne sare ghaat notes the, aur bahut humble the, ki phir bhi wo unhone kuch bhi nahi manga Lord Krishna ke paas, kuch bhi nahi manga. Lord Krishna knows everything in which situation we are passing. We don't need to ask anything. Unhone sirf bhakti, bhakti ahe to bhakti hi mangi. So sincerely you explained, Radhika, Radharani Mataji, Dhanvat Pranam to your sincerely. I like the one quality, that is patiently. You have so much patience. How patiently you are explaining the Leela, Mataji. So sincere in a cooking seva, in a making video seva or kids class. So sincerely the kids are asking so many questions, but you very patiently answer them. I love your cooking, I love your patience nature, and I love your sincerity, how you take care of Vaishnava, that is touch to heart, Mataji. Hari Hari Gauranga, Dhanvat Pranam to your sincere seva. So sincerely you take us in a dham, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Vrinda Gopika Mataji. You are like one of my sweet sister. You encourage so much, Mataji. I'm so thankful. Even if anybody of us keep the picture or not, but your picture is daily there in Jagannath group.
we are just getting encouragement from you, Mataji. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for your very kind and sweet words. This makes really encouraging me, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Mataji, can we also read the comments on the chat?
Yeah, I can read, Mataji. It's from Lakshmi Mataji. Thank you very much for your wonderful session. Really nice to hear from you, Jai Satyanandan. Please give your association more sessions in future. Lalitangi Mataji, wonderful class, exquisite like your craft and cooking classes, Mataji. Thank you for your association. Radha Mataji is also saying Hare Krishna, Radha Rani Mataji. And Shirvani Mataji is saying, thank you for narrating such beautiful pastime. You kept us glued to our seats. So wonderful spoken, and thank you for your wonderful session. Radha Mataji, thank you for the wonderful class. Akshita, very nice class. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Nidhi Mataji, very nice class. Thank you, Hare Krishna. And Nanda Priya Narmada Mataji is saying that thank you for the wonderful class. You really picturized everything. Haribol. Everyone loved your classes, Mataji, and we really want to hear more and more from you. So thank you so much. And before we end up our call, I just have one announcement. Good news that we have Chaitanya Pravaha with us. And Chaitanya Pravaha, by his grace, Gaurang Darshan Prabhu has been shipped. And it's $8 and plus $3 $4. $12 is the book cost, including shipping. So if anybody wants Chaitanya Pravaha, please let me know, personally message me. I'll also put in the coordinators group, and you can just see that how Chaitanya Pravaha is actually a continuous flow of the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita, that is Adi Leela, Madhya Leela, and Anta Leela. So in just a snapshot, if you want to know that what's all happening in the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita, then Chaitanya Pravaha is the best book to have. So let me know if anyone of you or if anyone in your congregation wants, then please reach out to me personally and we can ship it to you. So again, the shipping cost and the book cost, including both of them, is $12. So just let me know. Thank you so much. And thank you once again, Radharani Mataji, for your very, very beautiful class. And thank you everyone for joining us. So we'll end our class here. अनंत कोटि वैष्णव जय राधा रानी माता जी
जय
Thank you, Radharani Mataji, for very nice, beautiful class. And very nice pastimes of Krishna and Subhama. This guy very nicely. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji.
Krishna, not those who return from boarding flight 1760, flight 1760. Our service is from Maui, out of gate number 21.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Radharani Mataji. Thank you for joining. Let's meet again for tomorrow's wonderful session.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Radharani Mataji.
Thank you so much, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji.